If we're trying to change a child's behavior, it's most helpful for us to look at the heart of the child. The heart contains tendencies. Sometimes we get asked the question, what if my child has an episode in the grocery store? Well, that is such a difficult challenge in public to work with children that I often just say, hey, you got to just deal with it and get out of there. But what that does is it tells you that something significant is going on in that child. We need to log it away. We need to realize we need to work on this later because this is a pattern this child has. We're going to try to adjust this in a different situation so that when we get into a public place, the child has developed the character necessary to respond properly.
As a parent, we often feel embarrassed or overwhelmed when the child is doing the wrong thing out in public. We feel like everybody's looking at us and we've got to have some wise solution. But really the wisest thing to do is to make a mental note, we have a problem here, and then develop a plan to deal with that problem over time. So whether it be a child not accepting no as an answer or not coming when called or whatever the problem might be in public, that's something you want to back out of and then have a plan for practicing in other situations. Oh, I think I have a problem here because my child is so upset when I said no. We need to have a plan for accepting no as an answer. Practice that more at home and in other situations so that when we're out in public, the child has the character necessary to manage him or herself. It's really a training ground. When we see the problems in public, that's when we make those mental notes and say, we've got to deal with this later.
We talked earlier about consistency, and we just talked about how consistency is essential if you're working with behavior modification. It's not as important when you're working with a heart-based approach. Parents who are really tied into this consistency idea feel guilty when they can't discipline their child under pressure at the grocery store or when they're trying to get out the door in the morning. And they do that because they've been taught that or they've assumed that if they aren't consistent at every time they have a problem, then the child isn't going to learn. The reality is that in the moment, when you're trying to get out the door in the moment, that may not be the best time to discipline a child. You just don't have the adequate time to bring about the repentance necessary on a heart level. It may be best in that moment to just express disapproval, and so the child knows that this is not a good situation, but then you just go on, get to school, get out the door, do whatever you have to do, but you log in that this is a problem and we're going to have to work on it. Then you can simulate other times in the course of the day to deal with following instructions with a good attitude or being corrected without having an explosion or being able to accept no without arguing. All of those things we can work on at other times so that under pressure we can handle them well.
The reality is if the problem you're experiencing is just a one-time event, it's not that significant. But if it's a pattern of events, if this is happening all the time, then you're going to have plenty of other opportunities to deal with it when you have more time or more privacy or the ability to have a set plan in place. So the individual situations are not as significant as the pattern of problems, and those are the ones you really want to strategize for change on.
If we're going to make some changes in a child's life, then we're going to have to choose tools in order to adjust the child's heart. One of those tools is consequences, but I think parents move to consequences too quickly. It's more to their advantage, it seems to me, to practice doing the right thing. After all, repentance isn't just stopping one thing, it's also doing something different. And if we would spend more time practicing doing the right thing with a child over and over again, as we practice, we're changing the tendencies so that a child under pressure can handle things in a better way.
The practice is so important to change the heart. The patterns are developed over time, and so when we're going to change the patterns, we need to practice the right response over time. So we're looking for opportunities to repeat the same pressure in situations where the child gets it right, and we practice doing the right thing, and that's going to change the patterns in the heart over time.
So ask yourself, what kind of practice does your child need in life? And then turn life into a practice session. Morning times can be therapy sessions for children. Bedtimes can be therapy sessions for children in the sense that they're practicing doing the right thing. Look for ways to identify patterns that are moving in the wrong direction and then look for ways to practice doing the right thing.